What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, here we go live in St. Joe. It's Cody and Gold, another day of Chiefs practice. It's officially game week. We are counting down to Saturday night. Of course, Chiefs, Cardinals, the only place you can hear the game is right here on 96.5 The Fan. We got the full show back together. Now, Drew is in the studio. Obviously, we're in St. Joe. He's producing the show, keeping us on the air, making sure we got what we need and organized today. But, Cody, you're back.
Yesterday,
we had a fun show between giving Drew a hard time, between talking about your bee, which turned into be a yellow jacket, too, which is even worse. Let's start right there. Before we get to our camp observations and who's practicing, who's not. Nick Bolton is going to join us after practice today. But everybody wants to know, how are you feeling? And people have already texted in saying we need to be kind, and there shouldn't be any snarky comments towards you today. How are
you
feeling?
I'm feeling significantly better. There is still some swelling. You know, like my face is still a little puffed up.
The cheeks are still a little puffed up.
The lip's still puffed up. But they're wonderful. You've got to be kidding.
It ran right into his face.
A wasp was inches in front of my face just now.
Your concern, I'll say, is warranted since you just got stung.
And now I'm, like, jumpy with it. And I'm not even, like, that afraid of wasps, generally speaking. Although I'd say that that's changing now. I am feeling significantly better than I was yesterday when I sent you guys that photo with my face all puffed up. And obviously, I was quite a bit worse for the wear. Look, the very simple thing was I had not mowed since I thought I had gotten rid of the wasps because I wanted to give them a few days, you know, make sure they're out. I had attempted to put some stuff in that area to see if I could see them. I didn't see them, thought I was safe to go. Obviously, then the wasp flew in my mouth, stung my lip, and ruined the rest of that day or days for then. And I just like, and then I called out the bee removal guy, and he was giving me all kinds of information I don't care about. He's just like, oh, I did this. I'm like, man, if you say they're gone, we're good. I don't need like the background information.
He said they were German yellow jackets.
That's what he called them.
And he sprayed and like he smoked them out.
I saw him use the smoke stuff, and then he said he got a direct hit on the nest with like the poison. He said direct hit on the nest, and it had to poke a second hole to get to the top of the nest. But I got
How big of a nest was this?
I don't know. It must have been a pretty good size one. I am not supposed to. He told me that if I still see a bee in 48 hours there, to call him and they'll treat again. To make sure that the wasps are gone. So I will go out there presumably after the show today or after the show tomorrow. I guess, attempt to see wasps without getting too close that they could sting me. And if I see them, call the guy. And if I don't see them, hopefully I'll be home free.
So how long are you on the steroids, they think?
They gave me a 10-day supply. I'm hoping I don't need 10 days worth. Even worse, so like the wasp just flew in front of my face just now. Yesterday, mid-afternoon, like 4 o'clock, my kids are playing in the backyard, and they're playing in this like cheap bounce house that we've had for years. when it's nice outside, it's an excuse for them to go outside and play in it. And they got a wasp in it, and they said, Dad, please come kill these wasps. And so I had to go kill 2 wasps in the bounce house yesterday while my face was still fat. And I did it. I killed them for them. And they went back out and played, and we didn't see any more signs of any other stragglers with it. But I had to kill wasps again yesterday, and now I got one flying in my face.
I still don't understand how it stung you in your mouth. You said you went outside with pants, with a hoodie. The hood was up. You saw some, you thought bees. They're yellow jackets, obviously. And you saw them, so you start to run towards... you start to
run away from them, right? Yes. So, like, you've seen my yard. It kind of sits on a hill. It's, like, halfway through the hill. So, okay, I see the wasps. I let go of the mower. I let it roll down towards the hill.
Abandoned the mower.
That's a problem for later. It stopped on the sidewalk.
Okay.
I run down the hill. I get to what I think is a safe distance. And I swear that this is how...
Your mouth just wide open when you ran?
This is how it felt in real life. So... I run away, and I'm like, okay, I think I saw a wasp, but I had not seen, like, the swarm. So I'm looking up at the hill to see if there's one, and it flies at me. Like, it's coming to get me, because they're very aggressive. And it's flying at him, like, and I think maybe I was saying, like, no, or, like, I was attempting to be like, don't give me wasp, and it just flew in my mouth.
Unbelievable.
Dude.
Cody,
And then I was trying to get it out, so I was, like, scooping gold to try to get it out, and then it stung my lip, I flew
hold
it out
on
of
one.
My
it
mouth.
It was sitting in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you tried to use your finger to get it out, and that's when it got ticked off even more
and then
stung
it. Stung
you.
My lip, and then.
Now, did you know how quickly did this thing swell up? Like within 5 minutes, or?
And my wife was like, she was like, I haven't seen you that mad in a long time because I went.
Well, you cursed on the radio yesterday when you called in.
When I went inside, I was like, I came inside in a fervor. I was like slamming doors. I was like, oh, so mad. And she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I am not okay. It's on the lip, and I'm so
unbelievable.
Mad. And I was like, oh,
I'm sure. I don't doubt that. I don't. I mean, the pain, I'm sure, was horrendous.
Oh, dude, yeah. It was. Yeah. The first like couple of hours was brutal. That was a rough go. The first couple of hours in particular were pretty tough.
Man,
and then
oh
the
man.
Rest of the day sucked.
Now, will you admit one thing though? We've talked a lot about like, hey, you know, you always like to say, hey, I don't need to pay somebody; I can fix it myself. Will you admit there's some things that man?
Oh yeah.
Just got if you pay that guy anyway, just from the very beginning, just pay the guy.
In retrospect, that's one of those ones. I should have had and went to the experts right after the initial incident. But, you know, an $8. So I've had like little, you know, we had carpenter bees 1 year. They're pretty docile, but like we had them like get in the deck. And I treated it and they went away and it's fine. Like, you know, a small, you know, like bee issue is not something that I'm unaccustomed to taking care of. I didn't realize I was trying to take down a yellow jacket nest, which is apparently where the issue resides.
The video stream is up and running, by the way. We're up at camp, but if you want to watch on YouTube, Twitch, that's how you normally take in the show. You can do that. Make sure you subscribe. I am told, and I just saw the video, our figurines are up. Drew has made one addition to the figurine. Your figurine now has a Band-Aid on it as well, which is a good touch.
Tough.
Thank you,
that
Drew.
That is a good touch.
Nice touch there. Your mouth just wide open when you ran? Yeah.
I wish I had it. Like, again, in a moment of panic, you just don't think about that situation necessarily or how that it came to be. Because I thought I was pretty protected. Again, I went out in long socks, long pants,
right.
A hoodie. The hoodie pulled up. I was preparing for, like, okay, if there's an issue here, I want to be protected. I don't want to get stung on my leg again, you know, just to make sure. And if I've got a problem, I figured I'll call the expert and make sure that this thing is resolved.
Sure.
I thought I was probably okay. They came out. I had gotten away. I thought I was all right. And then the yellow jacket came out to... And then for a second, I was about to, like, borderline... Like, I drove, not kidding, right after it stung my lip, inside of 5 minutes, I was in my car at the hardware store looking at things to murder.
Drop a bomb.
I was like, what will
it
take to rid this? And like, my face is swelling up. I'm like, I'll get rid of you. I will do anything. I got in the car so fast, like, I'm going to do this. And then I was like, okay, I just got to call a bee place. This isn't going to work.
Someone else on the text line.
I can't take these down.
Someone on the text line says they deliver, I think, for FedEx in town. They got stung on the arm, and their arm is fully swollen still
oh,
as
man.
Well. You have to admit, there's maybe one or two funnier places to get stung than what you just got stung.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You got stung on the lip.
One is below the belt.
yes, it is.
That's funny.
One's your ass, obviously. Like, that's the other one. Like, other than that, you got stung in the third funniest spot.
Yes.
Now, I would say between the three, this is the second worst spot of the three, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Because of just the pain.
Uh-huh.
It is just an inconvenient thing to have to try to eat or
yes.
drink something or... Because I just, like, I kept an ice pack on it for as
so
long
when do you
as
think,
I could.
When do you think you'll fully be yourself?
I don't know, man. I hope less than 10 days, man.
All right. That's the buzz.
Thank you. It sucked so bad.
Drew promised he'll keep track of how many bee puns and... We work into the show today, and we'll keep a tracker. I think we're up to 4 or 5 already.
I thought up to this point, the reasons why I had been late for the show were the funny reasons I'd been late for the show, right? Oh, Cody's on a hot air balloon, and I was late for the show. Mm-hmm. Missing the show because a bee stung me on the lip.
Only you, man. Only you. Only
a wasp,
you.
But, I mean, and they're mean. They are notoriously mean. That guy went out there in the full suit.
You tried to kill him, so.
Well, they're trying to kill me.
Well.
So it's
they got you,
kill
man.
Or be killed.
They got you.
They won that battle.
They got you.
I called in reinforcements for the war. But they definitely won that
battle. You see this story? June 28th of this year, a billionaire polo player was stung in the mouth and died. Look it up. Scary stuff. Glad you're okay.
What? Whoa. Dude, it hurt so bad.
You're lucky. I mean, you're obviously allergic, but like, luckily you weren't like so allergic that it was your hospital.
Yeah,
it
and it gets swell. Like I guess part of the reason it like swole, it got swollen worse than like my legs did. My legs got a little swollen too, Gold, is because the closer it is to like your bloodstream, that's a really thin part of your skin that has more access to vessels and stuff. So it's just like a worse reaction as a result of like where you got stung, right? So some of it is just there. So, ugh, man.
All right.
It was tough.
Well, I'm glad you're back. Yeah, glad you're back.
Glad
the swelling is done,
you know,
for
bad.
The most part. It's down quite a bit. You guys can interact with us, 913-586-7965, as we are up here in training camp at our training camp coverage brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. Couple observations from practice today. One, huge crowd. It is beautiful up here in St. Joe. Great crowd. It is game week. Still no Hollywood Brown, no Jake Brenningstuhl. No Drew Tranquil, and obviously no Christian Fulton, as he is on the pup list. Brown and Tranquil are the two notables on that list. We talked a lot yesterday, Cody, when Bink was in for you, about Hollywood Brown, and I think the same thing still applies. Is it concerning? Yes, but it's 32 days away from the season. He hasn't missed anything really of consequence yet. If he's still not practicing in a couple weeks, or we find out a week from now, well, it turned out to be more severe, he needs surgery, that's a different conversation. I'm not worried about him missing these early August practices.
My issue is not, do I think him missing with an ankle injury that Andy was weirdly vague about, in my opinion, if it was serious, I'd tell you, and yet he hasn't practiced in a week, Andy, so it's serious enough that he hasn't practiced for an entire week.
Mm-hmm.
And if a baseball player missed 2 weeks, we'd make a big deal about him being on the injured list.
We would.
And it being at least a moderate level injury. My issue is not that I think this cost him the beginning of the season necessarily. My issue is that it reinforced my feeling about him, which is he's unreliable. He cannot get through a season. He can't even get through a training camp. At what point do I think he can't get through a training camp? He's going to be able to get through an 18-week NFL season. He's going to miss 4 to 8 games at least this year. And, you know, for those games, I hope he's for the game he's available, I hope he's a good player. But he's not going to play a full season. I'd be stunned at this point. I think it's between 12 and 14 games he probably plays.
Might end up being,
so, like, that's frustrating.
Yeah, look, might end up being right. I certainly wouldn't predict him to play in every game either. But I just don't think if they are being honest with what they're saying with his ankle, that it's not so severe that they actually think surgery is required, then to me, I'm not going to make it seem like that tells us the whole story of what his availability is going to be this year. Like, Bink was kind of more in your camp yesterday. He was mentioning that he's missed, what was it, 19 or, you know, 24 games or something the last X amount of years. I'm like, yeah, well, 15 of them were last year. You know, so, like, yes,
yeah.
they are games, but also it makes it sound even worse. We'll see. I will be in your camp, Cody, if in about 20 days, which is basically 2 weeks out of the season, if he is still not practicing at all when they're out of camp and they're back in KC and they're just doing practice like normal, that's when I would be concern about availability, or if the tenor changes and how Andy talks about it. Like, well, you know, we thought he could just kind of, you know, buy some time here, but now actually it turns out he does need surgery. Well, then that's a completely different conversation. Then he's going to start the season on the pup list. He's going to miss a month, and then we're back to that conversation. But Drew Tranquil, actually, in a weird way, I'm more concerned about that, Cody, because, one, he's a very important linebacker for this team, but he's not 24 years old anymore, and he's dealing with a non-contact back strain. It actually happened at a practice you and I were at last week. If you noticed, at the end of practice, him and Nick Bolden were doing some side work, and all of a sudden, Drew Tranquil just kind of took a knee and kind of just sat there and clearly was in pain. And turned out it was a non-contact toward last couple plays of practice back strain. That, as we know with back injuries, let alone if you're a football player versus a normal, just everyday person, back problems usually don't just go away. They usually will be a problem. So that's actually one I'm a little more concerned about.
Yeah, as far as the beginning of the season goes, and Fulton, because he's been on the pup list, but for sure, Tranquil worries me, at least in that regard. But he also, like, he's been the kind of player who has missed some time here or there, but his availability is kind of, like, locked in to what feels like a certain number of games for them. So, like, I am worried about him just the same. But because, part of this is just because over the last couple of years, I've seen him go through some injury battles and stay on the field for this team. He's played 16, and 17 games the last three seasons. And I got to imagine that the two 16s were just the games in which he did not have to play week 17. He was injured one full season, pretty much, his second year in the league, and since then he's been available for Kansas City. So, like, I'll give him, in a weird way, the opposite benefit of the doubt, other than I understand your concerns of this is why, like, Drew Tranquil is the kind of player. He's the perfect player of, like, I do think preseason matters for some players. I think it matters for quarterbacks. I think it matters for wide receivers. I think it matters for timing. Drew Tranquil knows this defense. He knows it backwards and forwards. He's comfortable in it. He knows everything he's responsible for doing. He knows how to do the job. I don't care if he has to take the next 21 days to get comfortable in this, because that's the thing with Hollywood. The thing I'll say about Hollywood is mental reps only get you so far.
I know,
He took a year's worth of mental reps. How many actual routes has he run for Patrick Mahomes in a practice catching the football?
In a game, very few. In a practice, quite a bit,
wait,
man.
15?
Like, yeah, but also, like, he was, I mean, this whole, he was down at Camp Pat thing in Texas, and he was, like, he got hurt last,
still way less than normal guys.
I understand. Yeah. The availability thing is a fair concern. I just don't think what is currently going on should change how we think the season is going for him. If you thought he was only playing 14 games this year, well, then I think that's the same answer you should give now. If you thought he was playing in 10 games, it's the same answer. Unless we get an update that changes the severity of the ankle injury, then I'm not going to change. Now, I will say Jordan Schultz initially had reported, oh, yeah, they don't think it's that serious. He'll be back in a few days. Well, that also was not. I'm not saying his reporting was wrong, but, like, that was not.
2 days is not accurate. Yeah.
Correct. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. Andy Reid will not speak after practice today, so I don't know if we'll get any more detail there. Matt Nagy will speak. Again, Nick Bolton's going to join us exclusively here on 96.5 The Fan when practice does wrap up. Let's briefly pivot to the Royals, and I think we were all curious to see last night against Boston the debut of one of their newest pitchers, at least Royals' debut, Bailey Falter. And that was ugly, man. There's no other way to put it. That was disappointing.
Pretty bad.
5 runs right away in the first inning. He ends up giving up 8 hits, 2 walks, 7 earned, 88 pitches through just 4 innings. The Royals lose 8-5. They made a little bit of a push there in the late innings and maybe would have even scored a few more if it wasn't for, once again, base running errors cropping back up for this baseball team. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we know just Bailey Falter is going to stink now the entire time, but it was a very disappointing start to his Royals career. I still think the long-term piece that could end up being better is what we said on trade deadline day, and that's Burgert. I think he's the guy that, like, if fast forward 2 years from now or even next year this time, that I think has the higher ceiling that could end up being a real win is him. Falter, they were hoping he would immediately, though, give him some decent outings, 5 innings, 6 innings, and just be decent. Nobody's saying he needs to go out there and be dominant. Like, decent. Last night was abysmal. Hopefully it's just a one-time thing. But I get the skepticism now off of one start. You need a guy that's going to finish this season for you, eat up some innings. Good news is Michael Lorenzen, I believe, is beginning a rehab assignment. So maybe he's getting close. Cole Reagans could be back at the end of the month. But you were hoping for a little more. Bailey Falter didn't give you a chance to win last night.
He absolutely fried you. Like, the game was over pretty much from jump. Now, we can talk about what happened late, where they actually gave themselves a chance to get back in the game and win it, including multiple bases, loaded situations in that game or runners on situations in that game that they let get away from them and eventually cost them their chance to actually win it. But from the Falter perspective, look, I'm also just not going to panic over one start. I kind of refuse to just be like, well, that guy stinks. Right. Moving on. Like, I had someone in my mentions immediately on social media yesterday be like, well, how's it looking now that they made those trades? You're like, after one guy of the three starters they traded for started, and Yastrzemski's at least been a nice contributor in the early going, I'm not going to be here and be overly critical of all of the, you know, changes they've made thus far because a couple of things went bad for Falter last night. Look, he stunk. I don't know. I don't have a better way to put it. He walked a bunch of guys. He didn't have his command. He left balls in the middle of the plate, and he got rocked. So I'll wash that one away for now. And if he starts bad here in the second time, well, congratulations, Lorenzen, Cole Rakins, Bergert, who we'll get a first view of tonight. All of you guys are going to move up higher on the we're using you faster category. Last night, though, because, like, you know, I hadn't seen Falter yet. I didn't know what they were going to get at him. Last night, again, emphasized one of the unsung problems of this team. They might, and I don't watch all other 29 teams. Are they the worst base running team in the league? Or is this how bad everyone runs the bases? I'm not overly critical of every single thing the Royals do. They cannot run the bases.
It's happened too many times.
It was both a late sign from Vance Wilson. We're like, he kind of did it like nonchalant, like, oh, you could stomp if you want. Out of a guy who has a 97th percentile arm strength, by the way. So that it's not like they don't know that. They know that based on scouting. And then lofting and running through that, like all of a sudden he thinks he's Tyler Tolbert coming home to the plate. Like, it did not take that good of a throw to get him. He was out by 14 feet. And so that part of that moment in that game, and especially because you're down three runs, not one. Getting one additional run doesn't win you the game.
And they had momentum, too, and it killed all the momentum.
And your second best hitter coming up.
Yeah, it was like unacceptable.
It's everything. It's a completely unacceptable mistake from Vance, from Nick Lofton, and from the team this year. They can't base run, and it's very frustrating.
But an ongoing issue. Yeah, I mean, really, this is the base running maybe hasn't been discussed enough because the offensive struggles in the early, you know, majority of the season until the last 3 weeks or so, 4 weeks or so,
and
I would
say. It feels like because the offense is struggling, they try more things on the base paths and just get caught worse.
Look, I'm fine with being aggressive. I'm never going to fault a team for being aggressive on the base paths, but that's not being aggressive. That's just not that's just messing up basics at the big league level. That's not being aggressive. That is just not either paying attention, not being aware of the situation, just stuff that as a big leaguer you have to know. I mean, like, that's just stuff you can't make those kind of mistakes on the base pass. I don't know if they would have come back and won the game or not, but they sure would have had a chance with the momentum swinging the way
up
it did.
The bases loaded.
And felt like maybe they would have been able to pull something off. So, yeah, that's been an ongoing thing.
You excited for Berger tonight?
I honestly think out of the group of pitchers they got back between the Padres and Pirates trade last Thursday, I think not necessarily tonight, but long term, even a year from now, Berger to me is going to be the guy that ends up being the most effective. When he gets some more work in with Brian Sweeney and this pitching staff in the offseason as well, I think Berger could end up being a guy that legitimately say, wow, that was another really good trade. They developed him. He now suddenly is a long, you know, maybe he ends up being a number three starter in 2 years. Like, actually, that's where I'm at on Berger. That's why I'm excited to see him. Falter, I was just expecting he was going to give you a decent five-inning outing.
You were just looking for, like, the run-of-the-mill, yeah, like, crafty
four
lefty.
Runs. Honestly, like, I would have taken, like, six innings. Like, you know, like, yeah. I'm not asking for him to go out there and be dominant. Whereas Bergert, I think long-term can end up being a guy that we're talking about being one of their better pitchers in 2 years.
It's probably important to note that the Red Sox are the hottest team in baseball over the last 30 days, and they got to go up against Garrett Crochet tonight. So, look, it was a massive series. I'm sure you guys talked about it. Massive series win against the Blue Jays over the weekend, the team with the best record in the American League going into that series. The Red Sox have lost 6 games only since July 4th, Gold. So for the last month of the season, they have been as hot as any team in the entire sport. So, like, you got Garrett Crochet tonight against a guy who hasn't made a start for you tonight. It feels big tonight. It feels like Bergert's spot is big tonight.
We are at training camp. That means we got to get another weather update from Cloudy with a Chance.
With your training camp forecast, I'm meteorologist Cloudy with a Chance, and you won't need a jacket, yellow or otherwise, as we won't be feeling the sting of summertime like last week. Sunny today with highs around 84, and another great chance today to see the guys who've been the buzz around camp, Josh Simmons, plus Ashton Gelati, who's part of a deep D-line group you might say is swollen. like Cody's face. I'm meteorologist Cloudy with a Chance for Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan.
What the hell, Cloudy?
About that?
Salt in
How
the wound.
That? I love
Jeez.
That. That's a great,
Salt in the
that's a great weather report today. Not going to feel the sting of the weather today. That's right. It feels pretty decent out here. A little warm, but not bad at all. As I look to the right of Cody's face, there's a sweat bead right in his face. So, yeah, man, that was a good weather report. Timely.
Go away, sweat
Up bead. To date on the details and everything. Thank you, Cloudy.
He's a regular listener. That's what I've learned about
that's
Cloudy.
That's exactly right.
He's tuned into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is this bee going to sting me?
That is you got it. You got it. We were told, actually, by security up here. We were told by security
careful,
up here.
Careful.
Yeah, man. We were told by security up here that they sprayed for bugs and stuff around the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you.
Yes.
Just for you.
He said that they
didn't want you to get stung and die out here. I'm not CPR certified or anything either, Cody, so you're screwed.
I was a little worried when I woke up yesterday. I was like, oh, man, should I have gotten, like, an EpiPen or something? My whole face looks gigantic. It was not great. All right, Cloudy. One day, we're going to see each other face to face. And all of these shots you keep taking.
Someone says they think it's Rob Collins. I don't know. Rob has not been on our show in a while, though. You know,
yes,
it's time to get
Rob
back
soon.
On. But I can tell you it's not him. Not him either. You guys keep on guessing. All I will say is I won't tell you. All I'll say is what you guys have guessed over the last 2 weeks, not a single one of you have got it right. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
But we appreciate Cloudy with a nice weather update from St. Joe. Up next, let's talk more about the Royals and where they have to be by the end of the month. And one thing is not going to happen this year, and I'm very, very excited they've chosen not to do it. I'll tell you what.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is next. Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday. We're just getting started up here in St. Joe. Practice has been going on for, about an hour or so. Nice crowd of Chiefs fans up here. One of the final weeks. Second to last week, I guess.
Yeah.
Last full week, though, I should say.
Usually get a couple of days after the preseason game, and then they wrap up camp up here in St. Joe.
Yeah, 13th or 14th, and it's basically over. So if folks having a chance to get up here, it's a good week to come up. You're getting close to a football game. It's still padded practices and all of that. If you guys are coming up, be sure to stop by our tent and say hello. You'll see the 96.5 The Fan logos. We're just to the left of the Hy-V concession stand. So if you take a peek over there, that's where we're at.
As a reminder, the only place to hear the Chiefs preseason game this weekend is right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. And, of course, our coverage from training camp is brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. I didn't tell you because I was gone yesterday because of the wasp sting in the mouth. That concert I took my daughter to on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
She loved it.
Well, I saw this story you posted where her, along with 15,000 other girls, were screaming at the top of their lungs.
She danced and screamed like that for three straight hours.
Yeah.
She was like, the next day, she fell asleep at like 11 in the morning.
Oh, she was worn out.
She was still cashed from the party, essentially like the kids' version of staying up all night.
Now, like a kids' concert, like what time does that start? There's no way it goes to 11 o'clock.
It started at 7, and it went till 9:45.
Okay.
It was a borderline. Okay. It was getting up there in the three-hour range. We didn't get home till like, including getting to the parking garage, leaving and all that stuff. We didn't get home till probably like 10:30 or so.
But she loved it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what did you think on
it?
Like,
it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. She's played all those songs so many times. I at least know some of the songs. It's hard to go to a concert where you've never heard any of
It's not
music.
Fun. It's not fun.
That's when you kind of get stuck in no man's land where you're like, I don't know any of these songs. I at least know some of those songs. I've watched those movies a number of times over the years with my kids.
At least you got stung by the bee after.
She did. She was trying to say, she said, hey, I don't know if we should walk to the car yet. I feel like we should try to meet him after. I was like, it didn't work that way. Can't just be going to meet the artist. I don't have any kind of connections.
She
like
thought
that.
You had backstage passes, Cody. You gotta find that for her next time. You gotta get the hookup. Figure that out.
I guess. Dude, people I knew were sitting down on the floor. I was like, maybe I should have.
Wow.
I didn't know. I can't remember what the floor seats cost. But you're like right up it.
Too much.
I thought our seats were pretty good.
Too much is the answer.
And they were expensive. By the way, she had a great time.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that things went well with the concert on Friday. Coming up in about 8 minutes, we'll get to something I'm very, very happy is not going to happen here in 2025/2026. But we were mentioning the Royals and disappointing last night, of course, for Bailey Falter. They're back at it again with the Red Sox and Royals. Another Vern on Deck show starting at 5 because it's the East Coast, so they'll have a game a little after 6 o'clock here. A 96.5 The Fan. Yesterday, I made the comment to Bink. I said, at the end of the season, if you think they're a playoff team, they're probably going to have to play 8 to 10 games above 500 the rest of the season. But let's step back a little bit and get to the end of this month. If we're sitting on September 1st, where do they have to be for you as the fan? And you guys can text in. As the fan to say, oh, they're a playoff team. Because for me, they don't have to be on September 1st literally in a playoff spot. If they're within three games again, like I know we want them to be closer, but if they're within three games on September 1, then they're still in it, even though it is tough to make up three games in a month. It just is because you don't play
less
everybody and all that.
Up, yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm at. Like if they're six back entering September, it's not happening. So I would say if they're still in this same range, and I think they are going to be in this, you know, I keep saying it, but this 3.5, three
over
under 500, above. Three above 500, that's going to keep you in the mix and kind of tease you a little bit, I guess, whether or not they're going
to
be in.
The big question is, what do you think it's going to take to actually get a team in the playoffs? Like, if you're asking yourself right now.
8 above 500.
What is the record it is going to take? 87, 88, 89 wins in order to get over there? 85? Like, what's the number to do it? Right now, Seattle is 60-53. They are in the final wild card spot, currently four games up on the Royals after the Royals lost last night. So, okay, they're four games out of a playoff spot. That's a perfectly fine number. You can handle that, right? That's not like anything crazy. But that puts them at, let's see, a win percentage of 530. So let's put that at, and that would make 86 wins, the current mark, to get into a playoff spot. So here's the truth. If they're going to get to 86 wins, I think for me to be like, this is a playoff team, they're going to the playoffs, so they got at least a 50-50 shot to be a playoff team. I need them two games above 500. It's even less to me now about the games back because I know if they're two games above 500 gold, they're in that range you're talking about. They're no more than three games back. if they're two games above 500. It's time to get to that mark and go over it. So I feel like you're staying over it, right? Not this, you're 500 one day, you're below 500 the next day. You're 500 one day, you're below 500 the next day. Get a couple games clear by September 1st. Get Cole Reagans back, and I will start thinking
but
you're a playoff team. Two, three games above 500 is really my mark.
If you believe they have to be 8 to 10 above 500.
Then three games, it means
the rest of the way.
Five in the month.
I mean, that's the thing. Is like, you know, can you bank on that in a weird way? Do you actually need to be 3 or 4 above 500 by September 1 if you're playing that game, if you think it's going to take
86 87? 86 is 10 games above 500.
Right. So that's fair. Okay, that's fair. I think the barometer, though, something tells me with the Mariners and the acquisitions they made, like I'm guessing they're going to win more like 88 games. Like I don't think the Mariners only win 86. Like I actually think so. That's my problem is I don't know if 86 gets it done even for the Mariners. So based off of where things are at,
the good news is, and based on tonight, so again, the Red Sox hold a decided advantage of you. They're the number one team in the wild card standings right now. You could still win the next two games of the series and inch them closer. You realize you're just as close to the Yankees as you are Seattle now? The Yankees have the same record as the Mariners.
Yeah, Judge will come back from the IL soon.
Yeah, no, I know. And they got their own problems, and I'm not saying you can catch them too. I'm just saying as it sits right now, because one of the teams you face is a team you're getting ready to play two more times in a row, actively you're chasing three teams, two teams with a similar record, and a third team who you can actively make their record similar to the other two, Gold. So, like, your fate is in your hand. And that's the one thing about the Royals' schedule.
They definitely have that
continues to look good for them.
Well, you have 49 games left. Yeah, you definitely, quote-unquote, control your own destiny.
Yeah,
I know people
hate
that phrase sometimes, but, like, yeah, with 49 games to go, if they play, you know, 10 games above 500 type of baseball, then they're going to get in. That's a big if, and a lot has to go right. I still think they desperately need Cole Reagans to actually be available by September 1, you know, especially with what we saw last night from Bailey Falter. They need Michael Lorenzen back by this weekend, if possible.
Yeah, they do. Well, it just depends. Is Bailey Falter just the I had one bad start guy, or is he the it's actually going to be a
problem? Look at his career numbers. That was not like that. That is an outlier performance by him yesterday. You take a look at the numbers this year and throughout the last, like, that's not what he is, but it's understandably concerning for Royals fans. That's the first impression you have of him was five-run first inning.
But it's just like, don't just bury the guy because he had one bad start. Like, I don't want to go through,
I hear you.
I don't want to go through every single game log for Seth Lugo this year. But how much you want to bet I can find a start in which he went like four innings and allowed six runs? I don't know that I'd have like I bet I could find it. I don't know that for a fact, but I bet I could find it. Hell, he went six and allowed five runs against Miami 3 weeks ago.
Now you would agree, though, six and five, you know, six innings is different than four, though. I hear you, but like, if Bailey Falter would have pitched six innings and given up five, like, we'd still say not great. But you only give your team four innings.
Yeah,
you don't give your team much of a chance.
I'm not defending his start. His start was ass. Like, he had a bad start. He got ripped, and as a result of that, they lost the game. Now, we could still put it on the they had a chance to win and they blew it in the base running stuff that we talked about earlier.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
I think three games above 500. Because then I'm thinking they got to go five games above 500 in September, and that's an easier task, in my opinion, because now you've incorporated all the bats. You've gotten Jack Caglione back. You've got Yaz. You've got all your starters. You've figured out the ones you like, and you got Cole Reagans. So if you're making the playoffs, it's going to be on the back of some of the guys who straight up aren't here right now. So, like, that part of it is still interesting to me.
You guys can continue to send in your B puns and jokes for Cody on the text line if you would
still
like.
It feels weird to talk.
913-586-7965. Someone says, hey, Cody, what did the ghost say to the bee?
Uh-huh.
Ponder on that one for a second.
Okay. I'm not going to.
What do you think?
Guess.
What do you think?
I don't know.
we're doing dad jokes now to make fun of Cody? Goodness.
I mean, that's
he's a dad, and he got stung in the mouth by hey, Cody, what did the ghost say to the bee? Booby.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Classic one.
Yeah. How about that one?
Was the text line sympathetic
level
to me at all yesterday, or were they mostly just like, look at this?
Today they are.
More sympathetic.
Yeah, today much more sympathetic, people feeling bad. Because I think everybody deep down is saying, like, that must have hurt like a you-know-what. So, but, yeah, yesterday people were saying, man, Cody, like, was busy singing. Someone else had a rude comment that said, oh, that's how we get Cody to stop singing. I mean,
really?
There was some text like that yesterday, yes.
I'm going to have to take a break from singing for a little bit until this.
Oh, you think this is. I think you're lucky we're not.
Not injured.
Think, Cody, where you got lucky, though, in this weird scenario of getting stung by a bee, is we're out of the studio for six straight shows.
So
nobody sees you on camera right now, and it's not like terrible today compared to the photo you sent yesterday, but if you were on video, people would notice it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're at camp today, tomorrow and Thursday. Friday, we're out at Hollywood Casino. Don't forget to join us at Hollywood Casino, their sports book, and like and follow them on Facebook so you guys can get enter for a chance to win some pin cash. And then Monday and Tuesday next week, we're up for the final 2 days of camp for us. So we're not back in studio till next Wednesday.
So you think that by then, we'll look normal.
Oh, by Saturday, I think you're totally
good.
And
nobody will be the wiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what kind of professor, Cody, doesn't know the difference from a bee and a yellow jacket? Professor Tap who?
When they were stinging me, I was not paying that close
attention. Someone says, are you going to get a Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets t-shirt?
I'm going to get you that gift, Cody. You know,
you're going to give me a Yellow Jackets t-shirt?
I'm going to get you a Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech shirt.
That one says, to be or not to be, Cody.
That's a good one.
You guys are just mean. You guys are just mean today. I didn't even do anything.
I'm glad you're back and okay, Cody.
On the Twitter. Need it out stat. I'll get one up on social for you guys, I guess. When I sent you guys that photo, I think you knew.
Yeah, you should tweet it out, man.
I think you knew why I was in for it. I think you knew why I was hurt.
Let's get to something that I'm excited it's not going to happen this year or next year, and that is expansion for the NCAA tournament. It happened towards the end of the show yesterday. We mentioned during What's Trending, but I wanted to talk about it a little bit more. The NCAA came out yesterday and said they did not have the votes. They voted not to expand the tournament, at least for this year, but they acknowledge they're still talking about it, and I think we all recognize where it's trending. This is just probably delaying the inevitable. But I like it. For one more year, we don't need to go past 68 teams. We don't need to throw in the 12th best team in the Big Ten or the ACC or whatever. No, I don't need that because it's not like it's going to open up more bids for a UMKC or some small conference like that, in my opinion. A majority of those bids are going to go to the Power 5 or Power 4 conferences. So I was shocked. I'll be honest. When I saw it come across yesterday, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a sure thing. It was going to pass. So I'm glad I was wrong on that. I think it will expand in the next year or so, but we get one more year of just the normal 68 field tournament. Thank you very much.
I guess just enjoy it as your farewell tour if it makes you feel better about it, because you and I both know it ain't going to last. I mean, you can be happy about getting 68 for one more year, but it's still the swan song of eventually they're going to want more teams in this. I always have a hard time because I am generally anti-playoff expansion. I want good teams in these things. But I honestly can't distinguish the difference in college basketball anymore between team 48 and 78. And so, like, if there are more teams in there, I'm not deeply offended as it comes to college. You know, when they expanded the football playoffs, I'm like, shouldn't we have a problem with this for the same reason you're mentioning? Now, it's not conference. The difference in the NFL is you still do have to earn it, right? You still have to play your games and win your games, and it's decided based on how you won those games that get you in the playoffs, not a hypothetical strength of schedule or net rating or some of these ethereal things that just exist in practice, not in actuality. But, I mean, we let in mediocrity in the NFL and baseball like we don't even care. We let in all the 9-8 teams our heart desires to watch them go get their ass kicked as every team who's been a 7 seed in the NFL hasn't gone down. But they're in. And it is what it is. I think a lot of this goes back to the give the big college. Part of the reason I'm for expansion, and this is going to sound weird, is because give the big power conferences this one and let them, and try to get them to stop screwing with the football.
But, you know, they're separate. The NCAA controls the tournament. They do not control the bowl system
but
or the playoffs.
In an effort to, like, if I were the NCAA, a conference that might still split off from you anyway, you might want to give them this one. Who wants this is the SEC and the Big Ten and these other conferences with 38 schools. They don't want just six SEC schools with a chance to get in because there's 20 teams. They want 8 teams to get in from the SEC. They want 10 teams to get in from the SEC or 12 or whatever number they're imagining. Just give them this one and stop the fight. The NCAA picks the fights that they can't win. Do you want them to just do their own tournament? Or do you want them to keep doing your tournament? Let a few more teams in.
And they're going to eventually. I just, as a fan, I'm glad that we don't see it happening, at least for another year, because I don't like where that's trending. I get your point about the football-basketball thing, but the issue is, the NCAA
separate
runs the basketball tournament, and it's their biggest cash cow. They bring in billions of dollars via their TV contract with Turner for the NCAA tournament to basically be an event organizer. And on the college side, the college football playoff, of course, is not run by the NCAA. And so one action doesn't lead to another or help another in terms of negotiations, because you're negotiating with different people. But 68 teams will be the field. We'll see how many of the local schools can get into the NCAA tournament this year. Obviously, talking about K-State, who did not get in last year. We'll see. Obviously, they had another effective transfer portal cycle. We'll see if it pays off for Jerome Tang and company this go-around, so they can join KU and MU in the tournament like last year.
I got to say, the sweat bees are in full effect in our tent today. They're kind of everywhere. I'm going to have to, and this wasp keeps flying back behind my neck. Yes. There is actively a wasp trying to get me in the tent as we speak.
One real quick thing. The text line has requested it. I don't normally bring back drops in back-to-back days, especially when it involves a coworker. Mm-hmm. But did you hear what happened with Vern on Friday night postgame?
No, I didn't.
An all-time moment. And we'll joke with Vern about it tomorrow, too. Just go ahead and kill it real quick. You're driving me crazy with this thing. Just kill the bee and move on.
I was trying to get it.
Someone says the problem, too, by the way, with your yellow jacket sting is once they sting you, it releases like a pheromone or whatever.
And it attacked
others. Or other ones would come to attack you. That's why you had to keep running. Anyway, Vern, Friday night postgame show. You know that Steve Stewart wasn't in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
His son was getting married.
Sean Mernon, I believe.
Yes, from the AA squad. And just take a listen to Vern on postgame.
So I want to give kudos. And please let them know how much I appreciate their calling the games.
Will do. Penny, thank you very much for the phone call. Jake Eisenberg on the call tonight, along with Sean Mernon, the voice of the AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals. He's filling in for Steve Stewart, who is attending his son's funeral. So congratulations to Stu and family. Congratulations to Sean Mernon for once again finding himself in the big league booth.
Oh, man. What happened there?
Be honest, Cody. You didn't listen. You didn't hear it. You weren't listening.
I thought I heard it.
He wasn't listening. His reaction tells me he
Hold on, let me hear it one more time. I thought I heard what...
Let me play it again.
I thought
Sean
I heard what...
Sean Mernon, the voice of the AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals. He's filling in for Steve Stewart, who is attending his son's funeral. So congratulations.
That's what I thought I heard. I was like, ooh. No, I was like, I thought that's what I heard.
Okay.
And then he said condolences. Wedding.
I
was just like in one of those, you're just
said,
like,
congratulations, though, about the funeral. That's the point. Anyway.
It's the combo, honestly. But it was a wedding. So, no, I missed that. That was on Friday?
Yeah. I didn't know about it until Bink put it in the system and yesterday played that for us a couple times.
Drew, I hope you deleted me cussing on the air yesterday.
We dumped it, but
on the video stream, it's still there.
Technically, yes, and also on the Odyssey app. But, I mean, there was something made from it, of course.
Well, yeah. Bees. Speck's out of town, you know, and then we're all just getting carried away. Actually, Speck, was it? Is he out of town?
He's out of town.
Was he gone yesterday?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's gone. He's gone most of the week.
Sorry. Because I thought he was gone, I did not put in my sick timer question. I still need to put that in for yesterday so I can prove it, you know. Get those sick hours taken away. God, that's tough. Vern, can we ask him about it tomorrow?
Of course we're going to ask him about it tomorrow. He's well. I mean, he then later apologized in the same broadcast because JT was like, hey, by the way, look, I was in talking to Parks over at KMBZ afterward. We're all going through, like, most embarrassing moments on radio and stuff. Everybody has a story. I told you mine was as a part-timer at the time, 610, obviously. I was just done interning with Bob and Kling. And up here in St. Joe, when we used to do shows at Uncle D's, because practices were 2-a-days and they had afternoon practices, I was at Uncle D's, so there's a live audience right there.
Sure.
And I said, coming up at 4 o'clock, but let's just say I forgot the L.
I think it's safe to say that Gum Bucket is probably going to rank pretty high on
my
list
was,
forever.
It was in person, so everybody in the bar, their speakers turned around and stared at me. And I'm also, at this point, like some 21-year-old, you know, not done radio very often. You know, you're thinking anything's going to get you fired at that point in time. Oh, that was the worst moment I've had, I think. Embarrassing moment in radio, for sure.
Yeah, mine's probably...
The Gum Bucket? Yeah. Drew, do you have one that comes
because
to mind?
Because I said it again later.
Besides tweeting about Burrowhead 3 years after the fact?
Yeah, I don't know. That might be it. There's some embarrassing moments, I guess, on the show. I mean, I can go back and find them. Nothing stands out. before here especially. I feel like this is, I don't know if it's just working with you guys, but you guys have found the ways to make fun of me in a way that are fun and I never realized beforehand. Because it was always me being solo, so...
Yeah. Someone said the TO one... Yeah, the TO comment last week, Drew, when you were gone, and it was instead of...
Did you hear that, Drew?
No, what happened?
Look up in the system. Look up what you label the drop as.
I didn't save it. JT saved it.
Look up something from last Thursday when he was on the show, is that right?
It's in the folder. And
it'll say TO, Terrell Owens.
Terrell or Terrell.
It'll say something in there, Drew.
That one wasn't good. That one wasn't good.
Do you see anything that mentions a mispronunciation?
It should say T.O. as a drop or something. Twin Peaks for Drew, I think, is actually – that wasn't on the radio, though.
Yeah, that wasn't on the radio.
The T.O. thing should definitely be in there.
Okay, I've got it here.
No, yep. And it's Terrell, not Terrell. It's Terrell, guys.
My apologies. Absolutely.
My apologies.
He called him Terrell, and then it's Terrell.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So.
The funniest thing about that, Cody and I were talking all morning about his name, and we're like, man, if Cody would have started the interview, the exact same thing would have happened.
Yep.
The exact same thing.
But thankfully, I dodged that one.
Cody dodged that one for sure. For sure. All right. Up next, we continue broadcasting here from Chiefs Camp. Looks like they are not in special teams yet, so I think we probably have another 20-plus minutes, Cody, maybe 30, a practice, unless they get to special teams in the next 5 minutes. So that's usually our sign. If they get to special teams in 5 minutes, then we might be about 15 minutes away from the interview with Nick Bolton when he stops by. Otherwise, we'll plan on that around 11:30. So we'll get to that. We got a little update on Camp Darling Island. Someone has to be eliminated this week. It won't be today, but that's coming up right here on Cody and Gold.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.